Northern Arizona will soon be home to a new Buddhist temple, and leaders are hoping its proximity to the Grand Canyon in Williams will help attract visitors. The temple at the International Kadampa Retreat Center Grand Canyon will open in late September. With me to talk more about this is Genkelsing Lingpur, a Buddhist nun and principal teacher at the Kadampa Meditation Center Arizona in Tucson. And Lingpur, first off, tell me about this project you have up north.
Well, it was interesting because we recently built a small temple in Tucson, and it turned out really well. And so shortly after that, I had been searching for a retreat center in Arizona for a long time and found a place near Tucson. And just as we were getting ready to buy that, the head of the organization said, well, just check one more time in Arizona. And he said, this time look for hotels. So we searched in this place up by Williams, had just come on the market, gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous, 73-room hotel, 20 acres of land, so plenty of place to build a traditional temple. And we went for it and got it.
Was there something specific about Williams other than the fact that this space was available?
Well, this retreat center and this temple is meant to be international. So the fact that it was right by the Grand Canyon was a huge plus. You know, it would attract a lot of people to the area. It's right on the I-40, so everybody driving by will spot this gigantic temple and stop by and, you know, see what it is. So it was perfect location.
What will be happening there?
All kinds of things. So locally, there'll be meditation classes for the community of all kinds, you know, meditations on helping with anger and developing peace of mind. So anybody can come to those. That's already started, actually. There are branch classes, so we go out to the neighboring towns and do classes on meditation. And then it's a retreat center, so people can come there and either do silent retreat on their own or partake in group guided retreats. And now this temple will also be the site of regional, national, and international festivals, so people will come from all over for that.
So you mentioned that you're hopeful that people driving by will see this big temple and want to stop in. Can you give me a sense of what it's going to look like?
Oh, yeah, you can't miss it. So it's about 9 miles east of Williams, right on the freeway. It's 60 feet high.
Wow.
So it has 5 tiers. And it's beautiful local stone from the quarries at Ash Fork, kind of a rose color, adorned with all these Buddhist symbols in gold. So anybody going by is going to say, what is that? You know, so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Well, other than the curiosity factor of what on earth is that, I mean, why are you optimistic that people who are, you know, driving to the Grand Canyon or from the Grand Canyon or just in that area will want to stop in and learn more about what you guys are doing?
Well, it's interesting. So this is our 5th one internationally. The first one was built in England in the Lake District, and it is a huge tourist spot now. I mean, it's on all the tourist brochures. Hmm. Busloads come. And so people from all over the world who are visiting in the Lake District in England, it's on all the tourist brochures. So they, on their buses, they stop there. There's a cafe, there's hiking trails, and it'll be the same here.
What does that do for you and for your practitioners to have a bunch of tourists come in? And maybe it's just sort of a one-off curiosity factor.
Yes.
I mean, do people decide that they're more interested in learning about your practice or maybe even joining up?
Occasionally, our interest is just kind of introducing people to the idea of meditation. So when they pop into the temple, we have these, like, I guess you'd call them like a pop-up meditation, a little 15-minute introductory meditation which people can participate in. And the majority of people decide to try it. You know, so they may never come back to that area again, but they may go home and look for a center because we have centers all over the world. But also we believe that just seeing a temple and seeing images of Buddhas puts imprints on the mind that later on people remember, people come back to, and that will eventually lead them to follow some kind of a spiritual path.
Is there a hope that being near a national park where obviously the Grand Canyon is built up more now than it was in the past, and it's not always the quietest place on earth, but people often talk about going to national parks to sort of get away from day-to-day life and, you know, sit and sort of be alone with their thoughts in the quiet. Is there sort of a connection that you see there, having your temple so close to a national park like that?
To a certain degree. I mean, we were looking for an area that was very beautiful. We were looking for an area that was quiet and peaceful, although we wanted it to be accessible. So it's kind of funny that it's on the freeway. But once you get inside, the meditation room is quite quiet and beautiful and peaceful. So it's like the best of both worlds for us, you know. And certainly the traffic was a consideration, and you know, the visibility of it.
For people who are unfamiliar with your practice, mm-hmm. how would you describe it?
Well, you know, the two main components of Buddhist practice are compassion and wisdom. So we try to train our mind to become more and more focused on trying to help others. So it's very much a service kind of approach. And then in developing wisdom, so our understanding of karma, the way things exist, how our mind is creating our reality, and basically learning how to change our minds from negative minds that lead to problems and suffering to positive minds that lead to peace and happiness. That's kind of a nutshell.
How do you try to do that? You mentioned like a pop-up meditation. I mean, in 15 minutes, how do you try to cram at least some of that into people whose minds are probably elsewhere, especially if they're, you know, on a tour bus or something like that?
So the biggest thing you get out of a short meditation is a taste of what peace of mind feels like. And so, you know, one of the things Buddha taught is that the natural state of our mind is very quiet, peaceful, spacious. And so if we can get people to just drop their thoughts, this is a particular technique we use, but if we can get them to just drop their thoughts for a while and just let their mind settle, they get a little taste of what peace of mind feels like. And once you start getting a taste of it, you want that more, you know, until eventually you can have peace of mind no matter what you're doing.
Gen Lingpor is a Buddhist nun and principal teacher at Kadampa Meditation Center, Arizona, in Tucson.